GOP House candidate Madison Cawthorn says his home was vandalized by Joshua Kaplan on October 14, 2020. Appearing Wednesday on Fox and Friends, Republican North Carolina congressional candidate Madison Cawthorn said his home has been vandalized. A transcript is as follows. Steve Ducey, authorities in North Carolina are investigating after activists allegedly vandalized the home of a congressional candidate. 25-year-old Republican contender Madison Cawthorn says his property, as well as local businesses and homes showing support for his campaign, were targeted by Antifa groups causing thousands of dollars worth of damage. Here now, North Carolina congressional candidate Madison Cawthorn. Madison, good morning to you. Madison Cawthorn, good morning, Steve. How you doing? Ducey, I'm doing okay but I'm a little surprised. Apparently, at 4:55 in the morning, there were people out on your lawn doing what? Cawthorn, indeed. So this was back on Friday, you know, October 9th. I was waking up to go take engagement photos with my fiancé, which I was very excited about. And then I wake up to these vandals, these little punks on my driveway. You know, they were gluing some of my signs to the driveway. They were spray painting pretty not so subtle threats onto them. And then they were cutting the head and neck out of my signs all over the district. But also, you know, they went after our billboards that were supporting our agriculture, our farmers. The people who kept us afloat throughout COVID-19. Ducey, I understand that apparently, the Republican Party office for Henderson County also vandalized, right? Cawthorn, indeed. You know, it's no surprise because this is no JFK Democrat that we're running against in this country. We're not voting for Joe Biden or Donald Trump. It's two completely different worldviews, and one worldview on the left says that it's okay to get violent and try and get what you want. It's pretty childish.